Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back the Reverend Athena Starr, who is a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She does this both live and by telephone, and she's a frequent guest on national TV and radio. She's available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And so let me welcome Athena. Athena, I don't know if I asked, how are you tonight?
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you. Great. And it's wonderful to be back.
It's nice to have you back. I always enjoy our shows together. And I love the way you start the shows off with a meditation. We do have a lot of callers on tonight, so if you can just keep tabs on the time and not let it go too long. But let's put out your contact information, because we probably won't be able to get to everybody. And so I know that your website is athenastarr.com.
Correct.
You have... And then you have a telephone number that people can reach you at.
Correct. And athenastarr.com, the phone number is on there at the top, but it's 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063, and I do take calls directly as well as call people back as soon as I can. And on the website, the correct email, if you want to get in touch with me, is athenastarr808@gmail.com, athenastarr808@gmail.com. And we are doing a special, powerful fall equinox teleconference on September 22nd in the evening, and approximately 7 p.m. Eastern.
Perfect.
So that's a very special, powerful night that where everyone can go through a major shift and then create the activations for the upcoming 2019. Very powerful time. And this month is our equinox, and also we have the full moon on the 24th, 25th. So September is an activation month. We're moving out of... There's five planets still in retrograde, so they all go direct. The good news is by 1 October, and everyone will feel a little bit more balanced and grounded by then, because the last few months have been major transformational, as you have probably experienced yourself, David.
Yes. Yes, I certainly have. Is there anything else coming up that we should know about?
No, just sessions. I'm doing a special on... Anyone on the call tonight that does want a reading, we start at 50 and go up from there. I always do extensive sessions. It's not just like 10 minutes or something. So 50 and they go up from there. But if someone is really on a minimal budget, I do work with sliding scale, and we do sessions all over the world by phone or on Skype. And It's progressive work. I work with people 6 months to a year at a time, usually, because it is a very progressive, and they know that, and they can work at their own pace. However often we can work together, and it's great. So I don't turn anyone away.
Beautiful. I like that. Okay, well, shall we get started?
Yes, we shall.
Okay. Take it away, Athena.
We're started. Oh, boy. I'm on another dimension tonight with Saint Germain. Okay. I work closely with the Ascended Masters, Saint Germain, Mother Mary, Jesus, Sananda, all the Intergalactic Federation of Light, the Archangels, the Elemental Kingdoms, the Lemurians, Mayans, all the cosmic hosts. So I have full access to all the cosmic legions of light and the entire what's called the Intergalactic Federation of Light, which includes ascended masters and galactic beings that are helping our planet right now in the ascension process. So with that, we're invoking all of them now, linking in with Alpha Omega, the Great Central Sun, Divine Creator. As you go into the breathing process, breathing in 7 to 9 counts, holding 7 to 9 counts, and then releasing 7 to 9 counts. And just continue breathing through the meditation slowly and gently, and that helps integrate the energies into your body, into your being, and bring the radiance through you. It's coming through you from the top of your head, the crown center, down through your whole being and into the center of the earth, where we anchor and ground everything. So we invoke the full radiance of all the legions of light, of the 14 concentric rays now, rainbow rays of light, above, opening up like a funnel of beautiful purification light. As we breathe in, just letting that, we're bringing in the activation energies now through you, through the crown center, feel the energy coming through the crown, spiraling through, cleansing, purifying, realigning and balancing your cellular and solar bodies. As it moves down through the third eye, the all-seeing eye of God, feeling the radiance move through, clearing, purifying, realigning, and down through the throat center, the channel of truth, radiating the blue sapphire light, especially at the throat center. And the third eye with more indigo-colored light. And as we move through with the full rainbow spectrum through the heart center, which is always the emerald green color especially, and just a spiraling of circular light moving through the heart. And we're realigning, we're invoking, and we're calling for the realigning, purification, rebalancing of all the cardiovascular system, nervous system, blood system. And we're linking in as we're doing this with our own divine healing team. Everyone has one, and each person has a different divine healing team. So now you want to be calling in your divine healing team to link in with you now from head to toe and continue with you tonight in dream state for 24 hours, and they will work with you on whatever is needed in your different multidimensional bodies. So as the energy then moves down into the solar plex area, solar plexus, bright golden yellow illumination light at the solar plex, which is the power center, the creative center, and down through the abdomen and through the root center of your being and in through the center of the earth, 1,000 feet down, anchoring with what's called the harmonic shield in the earth. The harmonic shield serves as a protection shield. It kind of comes in and wraps around your energy field, balancing, grounding. A lot of us aren't grounded these days, especially August was so powerful, energies coming in, and we had 3 eclipses back to back, and a lot of things going on. Just so we're just grounding. Most important, what we're finding is people aren't grounded with all this energy pouring in. And so when you ground it, then you can neutralize and feel more at peace. There we go. Now as it links in from the bottom down, backing up through, going back up through your being, the gold and silver cord of light through the, from the center of the earth, back up through your being and connecting above your crown and with the divine realm. So we're anchored in that energy now, and we're calling in the golden pyramids as protection, amplification, and working with us as we're tuning in tonight. Linking together, we're all joining hands wherever you all are physically, and we're including all light workers throughout America, throughout the world, all holding hands around the planet, linking in as one energy as we bring in and merge with the mighty, our own mighty I Am presence, which is a golden pillar of light coming in through the center now of the circle. As you merge with the golden pillar, that's your I Am presence, calling for greater divine union with your own mighty I Am presence, your God and Goddess self, and the mighty I Am presence of planet Earth and the entirety of humanity, which is all one. And in that radiant, golden, crystalline sphere of light that we are now enveloped in, as you breathe in, put your right hand over your heart center and just feel the connection with from heart to heart. Feel the energies moving in through you, through your hand, into your heart center, the beautiful healing radiance of your divine healing team and of Father, Mother, God, Divine Creator, the Great Central Sun, the cosmic heart. Connecting with your own cosmic heart that knows all, sees all, and is all. Seeing the vision now of, we're seeing millions and millions joining us now with the cosmic heart of infinite wisdom, truth, peace, justice, freedom, prosperity, wellness, harmony, grace, and gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude opens the heart center, opens for greater blessings. And as you're in this sacred space now, just envisioning, projecting your next step on your path, seeing all flowing through for your highest good, the highest good of all of humanity. And coming back, and coming back into your body, back here in the center. And clasping your hands together and just in peace and grace and gratitude. Amen. David, are you there?
Yes, I had things on mute. I was thanking you for a very relaxing meditation, and thank you for bringing me back live.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines. We've got a lot of people waiting, and I've talked with some of you. Most of you I have not talked to. The first caller is Meg, and when I brought her microphone live before, her voice was very distorted, so we might not be able to work with her. Let's give it a try. Meg, you're live.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Hi. Can you hear me, David?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
How are you?
Oh, good.
So, Meg, What state are you in?
I'm in Texas. And I was visiting my son in Santa Barbara. And I was wanting to know if you could see me ever being able to move home to California in the future.
Okay. Santa Barbara, there was fires there last year, right?
Yes.
A lot of fires, but there's still people living there. They didn't all have to move out, did they?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No,
it's all right. I just remember hearing about that. Okay, so I'm just tuning in with you now. So just, what do you work at this time, or what type of work do you do?
I was a software developer, and I no longer work on 67, and there's no one left for me in Texas, and I would very much like to be able to move home to California. I was wondering if you thought that could happen for me.
Okay. Not necessarily Santa Barbara, just to California, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yes, I am getting, it hasn't been easy because also you don't believe that you can, you feel like that you can't. So you have to shift that right now, shift that in your consciousness to knowing, to believing that yes, it's all possible and that spirit is helping you with that. It's just taken longer. They're saying it's taken so I'm a medium and a clairvoyant, clairaudient for over 25 years. And so what how I receive is just it's coming through like telepathically and in a sound and light ray from the masters and the archangels and legions that I work with. So that's what, as I'm speaking, that's what's happening, okay? So what they're saying is you've been working on that with you for some time. Just sometimes things take longer than one would like to on the earth plane because it's 3D. And there's been some delays, that kind of thing. They are saying, yes, it's the way is being clear. What you want to start doing is in your inner visions, you know the Red Sea, the parting of the Red Sea story with Jesus? They're saying start using that as a vision for yourself because it'll be very powerful for you. See, every time you're doing your meditation or envisioning or whatever you're doing, your prayer, at some point, at the end of it maybe or beginning, just see the parting of the Red Sea from where you are to that place where you want to go and start merging with that. And because right now you feel like it's not possible, it's blocked. So use that. Jesus is saying, Sananda is saying, it's coming through the golden beam. And so just start using that, and you're going to see the power move, the energy move on it, move forward. And so, yes, absolutely, it is possible. I don't feel it's Santa Barbara. I feel like it's somewhere more north of that. And you'll be guided. There's somebody, female, is going to help you with that. Finding somewhere, some friend is going to help you. Like somebody you know, and they're going to say, hey, blah, 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 and it's going to open. Then you'll see, oh, my Red Sea is parted now. I'm walking through, and then people go, what? What are you talking about? You'll know what it means. So it's like a sacred thing for you, not to go and tell everybody, but just keep that sacred to you and see the end result of you already being there and all of that. But that the Red Sea parting is a great imagery for you to use because in ancient times you did know Christ directly. You were one of those that were his followers and so you hold that essence of that knowingness of faith beyond, believing before you see it. So timeline-wise, I know you want to know what time. Okay. spirit, it's all variable in spirit. There is no time and space. So just be aware that if it doesn't happen by a certain time, it's okay because it is coming. I'm getting within 6 months. Within 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So it could be next month. It could be, you know, 2 months, 3 months. But it's within the next 6 months, and they're an opening. And it's like you have to just let it go one step at a time. Everything will link and come into synchronicity with it. And there's other people that are going to help you or give you information or whatever. So keep your network open in your, with your friends in California and with other people, because it's going to be arranged for you and everything. And there'll be more abundance, too, when you go get back there. So, yes, you are going to. And there's a reason you're in Texas, so bless it in gratitude that you're there, because there are higher reasons why you went there. Thank you.
Thank you. I just had to finish that up.
Yeah.
Thank you
for calling, Meg. I'm glad we were able to gather what your question was. Best wishes to you, my dear.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too. I don't know what's wrong with her phone, but at least we were able to understand what she wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Donna is our next caller, and Donna, you're live.
Oh, thank you, David. Hi, Athena Star.
Yeah, hi, Donna.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Good, thank you. I'm on a holiday now for a month, so I'm going to Lake Tahoe and to the Redwoods.
Oh,
and
how
visit
fun!
My brother.
Can we go with you? I'd love to go up there in the mountains. I'm in Florida, boring Florida with no mountains. Yes.
I love Florida, though. It's wonderful, especially the beach there.
Okay, good for you. Anyway,
go ahead. My
question
is about my love life. Do you see anything coming in on this trip or afterwards? Or...
Well, is there someone you want to ask? Oh, you mean some new energy?
No, I don't know anybody. I don't know. I haven't met him yet.
So that's what, she's going on this trip for a rendezvous, David, isn't that neat?
Miracles happen every day.
Up in the mountains, yes. And you know, Tahoe has that kind of energy. Everything is like spontaneous synchronicity. It does. It has a great vortex there. I don't know if people know about it, but anyway, so yes, you will. I get the sense you will meet someone interesting there, but they're saying don't go there with just, of course, that focus, but you have to be in the moment and just let it, when you least expect it, like, in other words, don't go looking. But I do feel.
Oh, no, I don't do that anyway.
No.
Yeah.
No, you let go of that. That's when things like that happen, is when we are no longer searching for someone, the one. It's like we know within our being they're already with us in our energy field. So it is close. You've been doing a good job, they're saying, with projecting and visualizing and preparing for a partner in your life, because you're a life, what I call it, the perfect life partner, not soulmate, but the life partner that's coming into you. I prefer that term. It's possible meeting, you will definitely meet some interesting people there, and you will have a great time, is what I'm seeing. Be in the moment, spontaneous, and all of that. But you're also going there for energetic shifts and everything. So there'll be a surprise. There's a surprise when you go there. Oh, okay. There's some kind of nice surprise, and that's what they're saying. So, in other words, something special will happen with connected with spirit for you. They're not meaning the love of your life. I'm not getting that absolute 100%, but you are going to meet someone interesting, and there is a potential there. But the surprise is something else. It's like sometimes we're in the mountains, spiritual. Like something very mystical will happen, and you'll know it wasn't just, you know, it's not to do with the earth plane. I don't know what it is, but that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I have that. That happens to me occasionally, yes.
So that's going to happen up there. Oh, can we go with you?
Come along.
We'd love to go. Okay.
Well, thank you, Athena. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, David. It's always
You're welcome, thing. Donna. Are you there now, or are you going there soon?
Well, I'm halfway. I'm on the road. I stopped off at my sister's.
Oh, wonderful. Wow. That's when we can feel
the
energy of the mountain already. I thought you might have been already up.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
I'm up in the mountains. I'm at my sister's ranch, and we're surrounded by mountains.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice.
Oh, I
picked up on that. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing
in the mountains. Well, enjoy your trip.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks. I'll let you know how it went.
Good. God bless you.
Oh.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Donna. I've never been to Tahoe. Our next caller is Ann. And Ann, you are live.
Oh, hello. Hi, Star. How are you?
Hi, fine. Have I talked to you before with David's line?
It was probably a long time ago, maybe last year.
Okay, Ann. Anyways, we are good. We are up in the mountains now. I just went up there. See, we go up. Yeah, we don't even have to go anywhere physically, David. We can just go there energetically.
Right.
Okay. So, Anne, go ahead, sweetie. What is your question? What state
sorry,
are you in?
My daughter, she asked me to ask about her. That's okay to ask because she's too shy to call.
Yeah.
Well, she met a nice guy last month. She's very attracted to him. Believe me, she's really attracted to this guy. I just don't know what else to do. She chats to him on Instagram and a couple text messages. So, he even gave her some advice in business. At the end of the month, they're going to meet, and she was wondering if there will be romantic progression or there will be a closure, because in reality, she's not interested in any business advice. She's interested in him romantically. And his name is Kevin.
Okay, so what's her name?
Ilana.
Ilana, okay.
Ilana. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's very keen with her, as they say in England. He's keen with her. He's very intrigued. There is a strong connection. Now, there's always variables and options as people move along. So, but. The potential is, let's see here, Kevin. Yeah, it's a high potential. It's not low, medium. It's high potential for a long-term connection. So, but she wants to take, you know, go slowly, one step at a time. Don't push the river. Don't talk about past relationships overly with a new relationship. They don't want to hear about the old. Don't drag your old baggage into the relationship. Let it go. And when you're first, and that's a natural thing people do sometimes when they're first in a new relationship, they bring up that, don't do that. And also be open-minded. Well, she is open-minded already. But also the nurturing back and forth, the acceptance of each other, but also to pay attention to if he is attentive to her, but all, you know, the usual romantic things, but that he listens to her and vice versa, that he's not just talking about himself or focusing on himself, because that would be a flag that he may not be quite the right compatibility. I don't know why they're saying that, but that's what I'm getting with that situation. But it is a high potential for a long-term connection there. That's nice of you to ask for your daughter, Anne.
Yeah, you know what? She was kind of upset because he didn't make much moves romantically. They only talked about business, and he was responding to her questions. And he told me, I decided it will be either make it or break it meetings, because then I would like to have a closure. if he's not interested in me romantically. So mm-hmm. I think she initiated this meeting, so she wants to make sure mm-hmm. she doesn't like to live in fantasy world. She likes mm-hmm. to know if he does feel something or not. So mm-hmm. you think that there will be a romantic, it will be not like a breakup, no?
No, there is a, yes, there is that connection there. And so, but she has to just kind of nurture it or move forward with it slowly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she can listen to the you know, the reading and the podcast and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that way she would hear exactly what Athena has said.
Yeah.
Rather than you having to relay it to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will let you know. Thank you so much, Athena. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in. God bless.
Thank you, David. Uh-huh. God bless you.
Thank you, hon. Okay, moving on. The studio is, the switchboard's operating slowly, so bear with us for a minute. Okay, our next caller is Suzanne. And Suzanne, you're live.
Yes, hi, I'm Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call. My question, I have one. I started seeing somebody named Eric. We've been on about 5 dates. Do you think he's interested?
Okay, and what state are you in?
Long Island.
After 5 dates, you don't know if he's interested. I had to say that. You don't know? What's your first name again?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, okay. We got to have a little humor in this arena for sure. Oh, yes, you do. Okay, there's a sense of knowing there. What I feel is past, because you've been disappointed in the past several times, and that's why you don't want to open your heart and open up to the possibility. That's why, okay? And that's totally natural. Everyone has their wounds from the past and everything. So don't, there's no judgment on that for sure. You're moving slowly. Eric, what, can you just tell me what type of work he does? Not the company or anything, just the type of work, because that helps me as an anchor to tune into him better.
Like on disability or something, and now he's trying to find part-time work or something.
Oh.
Works with boats.
Okay. Let's see. He moves very slowly. He's like not, what I mean, not physically. I mean, he's, let's see. As a friend, he likes you as a friend. He finds you interesting. He's, I'm hearing that he's not sure he wants to get more closely involved, but he's just kind of like following it through. That's what's going on. Also, because of things happening in his life personally, that's also why he's kind of hesitating. He'd like to be in a better position in his life or something, but that's neither here nor there. But the other part of this is... there is a soul bond. You've been in a couple other past lives with him. So there is a knowingness with this person. The other part of your answer is they're showing me there's another there's another option coming in that you're going to meet before the end of the year that you might have a better compatibility with, a stronger one. They say before the end of the year. Again, it could be next week. It could be next month, whatever. So keep the doorways open. That's what they're saying, because there is another potential, and I think you'll have even more. You'll be really more clear with that other person right from the beginning. So
that's why when you said after 5 days, now you see what I mean. I don't really know. You know what I mean? Because he's
yeah. So no, I'm getting there's another person coming in. That's what they're showing me in your energy field. So keep your doorways open in the sense of, you know, and have fun with it, whatever. But there is someone else that you're going to meet that you're more compatible with. So then most likely, well, you choose that other one for sure. Thank you.
You know when how I'm going to meet him?
You're at a gathering of some kind. There's other people around, something you're invited to, and it's like spontaneous meeting. Yep. So expand your social circle more, okay?
Okay.
You can do that. You have fun this fall and the end of the holidays, okay? Thank you for your question tonight. God bless.
Thank you.
Take care, Sam. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, Tasha is our... Laura, I will get back to you. I opened your microphone by accident.
Okay.
You're next in line, honey.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Tasha, you're live.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello.
And what state are you from?
Georgia.
Okay. And what is your question tonight?
I was wondering, do you see me moving?
Let's see here. Were you thinking about after the first of the year?
No.
No.
Oh, so you think I'm going to stay here that long? For the first of the year? Oh, okay.
Oh, November?
Okay.
Wait, November? They're showing me November to February, somewhere in there. But it most likely will go till the beginning of the new year. But it's possible. November through February, that's what they're showing us, the range. And the move will be better.
That's interesting. Yeah.
The move will be better for you. I mean, where you're going.
Okay.
You're going more... Mm-hmm. To the west? I don't feel you're going north.
Not too far away. Not too far,
not,
right?
Okay. No. No, not
locally?
Far.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I want to be like, I don't know, do you see me getting a house with some land, like space between the neighbors? Like the neighbors stay all the way over there, over there? Possibly a couple of acres away from me. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It is more rural. Where you're going to, it's more rural, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
What you're projecting and thinking, if that is correct, that you're being guided to, yes. And it will be better for you. Absolutely.
I know it will. As long as I keep the neighbors over there. Like maybe 10 miles down the road. I'll be fine. The next neighbor I want to see is like 10 miles away from me. I don't even want to see another human being. That's so crazy to say that. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, but you do think I'm going to stay here at least another month, though. Wow, that's interesting. Okay.
Yep.
We'll see how all this. Okay. Well, all right. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to take that.
All good, yeah. Thank you for calling, and we'll look to call us, you know, for other readings when you want to. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, Tasha. Okay, Laura, you are live.
Hi, Athena. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, hi.
Hi. So I was wondering... Oh, go ahead.
Do
you want to...
What state are you in?
I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, yes. That, Laura. Oh, God, I haven't talked to you in forever.
Yeah.
How are you?
I know. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So are you still doing the work that you're doing with the contract?
Yes. And I'm looking for a contract right now. I have an interview Tuesday for a 6-month contract, and the name of that company begins with an R. But I got a call today from somebody that I've been in touch with back and forth, a consultant at a consulting company, and they're looking to fill a position, a contract to hire permanent position. And it would be for a consulting company, and that begins with a B as in boy. And I wondered what you might see, if you see me getting either one of these jobs or if there's something else coming.
So the one today, you're going to go on an interview for that too, or is it going to be by phone?
Well, she's the consultant is setting. She told me that one of the managers wants to interview me. So it happened around 5 o'clock today. She looked at the manager's calendar and has set up a phone interview with me and her manager for 10 o'clock on Monday.
Yep.
And I let her know that I had an interview coming up on Tuesday in person, consultant. So I won. What do you think?
Well, which one do you want? Because the one today is the one that you're going to be selected for.
That's the one I want, the one today that I'm going to have the phone interview on Monday.
Yep.
That's the one I want. That's the contract to hire position.
And is it for, like, longer than 6 months?
It would be contract to hire. So it would be, I would go in initially as a contract, and I guess if it all works out well, then they'll hire me on permanently.
Mm. Yes. That definitely, that's always good. You have a very strong, potential for that one. So do your best, and then visualize it before you go, and be totally prepared and be there a little ahead of time and all of that. Yep.
Well, that one is
going to
be a
phone. Oh, I'm sorry. It's by phone. You don't have to go anywhere. That's what I was getting. It's by phone. I mean, before you had said that, remember I mentioned, is it by phone? Yeah.
Well,
so,
the one
yeah.
on Tuesday is in person with a different company. That's the contract for 6 months.
Yeah.
But this one, so I'm assuming, though, that if it all goes well on Monday, then she would ask to have me come in for an in-person interview, I'm assuming.
Yeah, probably. Probably, but they will kind of know by the phone thing if they're going to, by that. So, yeah, the energy is really good on that. So do your homework and be well prepared on the phone. And then still go to the one on Tuesday, because I think you'll be they'll possibly want you to be that one too, but of course this one here is the primary. Yeah. So good. The timing is good. You've been waiting for that for a while. A good, right? You've been waiting for some interviews like that.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm just wondering if you see me being happy with this job and everything going well. And I mean, are you picking up any of that, or is that it too soon?
Yes. Of course you'll be happy if you want to be. You have to project that. I mean, that's up to you, but yes. And the potential for long-term and all that it's very good. So what I'm getting when they called today, that was a sign. It's like the universe saying, here's a good option for you, and this is the one you wanted, and that's what. So it's like when everything starts opening up like that, sometimes that happens with people. They have no interviews, everything's difficult, and then all of a sudden, they all start popping like popcorn. That's a symbolism. And so that's a good thing. Plus the fall energy coming out, the equinox energy. So, yes, that it feels very, and you will be. But you have to, of course, make it that way, too. That's up to you. Because it's, it's good energy and good connection. And it feels like it'll be a good location, too, for you. So go for it.
Great. Thank you, Athena. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great night. Thank you.
You too.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
David. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, Laura.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, we're moving on to area codes. The first one is area code 404. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Ashia.
I didn't catch your name.
Ashia.
Ashia, hi there.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah,
say hello to Athena.
Hi.
Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Okay. So, where you're in Georgia?
Yes. Yeah.
So, what's your question, please?
My question is, well, I'm in school, and I just want to see, like, do you see me passing in my classes? Right now, I'm taking AMP1 lecture and AMP1 lab in medical terminology.
Wow, you got your hands full there.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you studying to be a medical assistant or a nurse?
No, neither one. A radiologist.
Oh, radiologist, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So your question is, are you going to do well in them, in that?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you will. You have some doubts because you feel it's overwhelming, but you can do it and get some, what am I thinking of? Oh, YouTube. It's free on YouTube. If you Google on YouTube, I don't know. I haven't seen it myself, but I'm just suggesting go on there and Google things on self-confidence, meditations for self-confidence, or preparing meditations for passing tests, or things like that. You know, visualizations for passing tests, or hypnotherapy for passing, you know, tests, or not tests. What am I saying? You know, to do with studying, but mostly self-confidence. That's what you need to build up on, and that, because you have a very restricted budget, they're free. Google on YouTube till infinity all kinds of meditations for self-confidence and play them every night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Play something every night, and that's going to help you subliminally before you go to sleep. It's going to help you, even if it's 15 minutes, whatever. Just do it because you need to build up your self-confidence and self-esteem. But you're going to do well with that. You're going to, of course you are. You're going to do what you need to do, and you're going to pass, and you're going to become a radiologist, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay, so you do see me. Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. Like, around what year do you see me graduate?
I don't know. Let's see here. Is it within the next 2 years?
No. No, it shouldn't be.
It,
is that what
sooner
you
than
see,
that?
Or, I mean, is that what you see? Or, I mean,
no, I'm getting two, but how long is your program, ma'am?
My program is 2 years.
Okay, then I got 2 years. That's probably why I got 2 years. Your program's 2 years, so why are you questioning the 2 years?
Because I've already started the 2 years. I've been there for a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not questioning. I'm asking you, like,
okay,
if you were sure. Yes, ma'am.
So I got 2 years from what I was hearing from Spirit. It's 2 years, so they're probably referring to the whole program. So, yeah, it won't be 2 years because you only have a year left. But, okay, that's why I was hearing 2 years. It's a 2-year program. So you're going to do
Or it could be two
fine.
More years. And something might happen and it might be 2 more years. That's why I was asking because it could be, you know, like if something happens and prolong it or something.
Okay. No, we don't want to prolong it. We're going to just affirm with you. It's 1 year,
yes, ma'am.
And you're going to ace it, and you're going to do very well, and you're going to be a radiologist. So work on the self-confidence, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you for calling
tonight.
Thank
you. No, I appreciate you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Good night, Ashia. Thank you for calling.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Best wishes with your program.
Thanks.
Okay. We're going to move on to area code 917. I'm guessing this is Ellen. Correct me if I'm wrong.
David, you are 100% right.
Okay. How are you, Ellen?
Fine. How are you? Hi, Athena.
Good.
So, go ahead. Your questions? Question. One question.
Sure. Do you see love coming into my life in any time in the near future?
Yeah, 3 to 4 months, they're saying. Mm-hmm. Within 3 to 4 months. So you've been doing well with preparing for that, projecting for a partner, close connection, close encounter. Close encounter with the men from Mars. No, just kidding. Okay. Yes, close encounters are coming, 3 to 4 months. And it's very good compatibility. It's someone you've known in 2 or 3 other lifetimes. I'm getting a little bit taller than you, is he a little bit older or the same age? Something like that. And fun loving, been divorced for quite a while. Not an issue. There's no more loose ends. And I feel like he's in business. He's a businessman. Professional, maybe in marketing, that kind of thing, and very astute and fun loving, good sense of humor, and it's like the two of you have known each other, so it's a knowing. When you do meet him, there'll be like a knowingness. And how are you going to meet him? Well, I don't know. That's up to you. No, how you're going to meet him is
you must be psychic, Athena.
It's spontaneous. No, I get those questions all the time. How? They're saying leave no stone unturned. Expand your social network. It doesn't mean go and sit at bars. That's not what they're saying. Expand your social network. Get involved with some activity or hobby or something that you have wanted to and you haven't been, like the theater, the arts, culture, where you can meet other professionals as well or something like that, and you would know what that is, or gathering places. Sometimes people go to lounges or places to gather, and there's professionals there, like after work, that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm just going on here about energetically. They're just saying expand your circle of what you do as a routine, because that's important, because that you're going to meet that person, you know, in a place where there's other gathering and there's other people and that kind of thing as well. So it will just happen, and you'll be guided. And they're saying you tune into your guides pretty well, so you're on the right track, and keep up the good work.
Oh, what a great message. Thank you, Athena, and thank you, David.
You're welcome, Ellen.
And you're the only one tonight, but I'm getting there's other messages for you more privately, so if you wanted to do a follow-up, just give me a call. You got the phone number right at the beginning?
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. Have a great evening. Well, you don't have to go. We're just saying.
Good night, Ellen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. I think this would be a good time, since we only have time for one more, for you to put out the phone number. Again, we've gotten a lot of new callers.
Sure. And it's athenastar.com, but the correct email address is athenastar808@gmail.com. And our direct number is 808-258-1063, 808-258-1063. And I work with people on a sliding scale, so $50 and up. And I do both the energy work to help people clear issues and move to another vibrational level, as well as the channeling, the guidance and energetics and information for helping. So, and we work progressively with people, and most of my clients is once a month kind of thing, or twice a month that way I work with them. And the Oh, teleconference. The fall equinox teleconference is September 22nd in the evening, 7 p.m. So call me if you'd like to be a part of that, because we'll be working with a group and doing some planetary, doing activation work to help everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, Athena. Folks, we are going to take one more call. It's a Skype caller, and I'm sorry that we aren't able to get to more of you. It's advisable to call in 15 minutes before showtime to secure a place in queue, whereby you will be called on. Some of you that are still on the line called in close to the start of the show, but you need to call in even earlier. So here's our Skype caller. What is your first name, please?
Hi, sir. Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi there.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my...
Yes. And what state are you in?
Colorado.
Okay. I also want, David, one more announcement, and that is for the callers who had questions tonight, we didn't get to them, feel free to call me at 808-258-1063 in the next couple days, tomorrow, Saturday, and I do a free 10-minute tune-in with you, and that would be just fine. It's, you know, complimentary as well.
Oh,
okay,
that's
so
sweet.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
well,
Colorado.
most of the people have stayed on the line, so they got that information. Okay,
yeah.
I will butt out.
Thank you. No, that's all right. You don't have to. You're one with us, David. So Colorado.
I know.
Yay.
I'm having. Yes.
You're having fun.
I am having fun. Yes.
Yes. Wonderful. We always have fun. I enjoy it very much. Okay, so Colorado. Yay, we love the mountains. That's what I wanted to say. I love talking to people with the mountains because I tune into the mountains. I just love the mountain energy. And Miss Tahoe was there, and she brought in Tahoe. So now Miss Colorado's with us. So go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, I have a question. Are you able to tune in? I mean, you're very gifted us. And thank you very much. But I lost a little pet 8 weeks ago. Are you able to tune in to her little soul? I just want to ask
you. Lost
if,
a little cat?
She died. My little dog, she died. Natural causes.
Your dog. Oh, what's the first name? I mean, what's the name?
Her first name was Molly.
The dog has a last name too. Oh my goodness! No, just kidding. Okay, go ahead.
Her first name was Maui, and Maui MAUI, like the capital of Hawaii. And
yes,
she was 10 years old. But my dog's 10 and last me over 20. Like Mother Shih Tzu, she passed away at 19. My cockapoo died at 23 years. I want to know what happened to her. I'm not clear. I mean, or any basically.
Yeah, well, anyway, the dog. Let's focus on the dog, Maui. Are you from Hawaii? Because you sound very local in Hawaii, because I lived there 20 years in Hawaii.
Not live there, but people think I'm from there because of my features.
Yes, you are. You know what you are? You're Lemurian. Lemurian, can you write that down?
Yes.
L-E-M-U-R-I-A-N, Lemurian. But Lemuria was a civilization that lasted over 40,000 years, and it was a continent before Atlantis. And what was, listen to this, how auspicious this is. Lemuria continent extended from Colorado to what is known now as the Philippines. That was the whole continent. It was all one continent. But as consciousness and people were very evolved, they were telepathic, they were translucent, they were in the fifth dimension. But as time went on, the consciousness started to lower the vibration because fear and doubt set in. And anyway, big tidal waves from happened through earth shifts and whatever happened, and tidal waves wiped out most of the civilization. But some people went into the fifth dimension. They had permission into the mountains, like into Mount Shasta, into the Colorado Mountains, into the Arizona, you know, different mountain regions. And then others perished. They left the body. So you are Lemurian. Your soul, your essence is, you were in Lemuria for quite an extensive time, in and out, so to speak. So again, it lasted for, so you are a Lemurian. And Hawaii is like, kind of like headquarters of Lemuria too. Maui, Haleakala, there's a headquarters of, in Haleakala, and I lived there, remember, so I know. Again, I tuned into it when I was there. So Haleakala has within, in the center, in the earth there, one of the headquarters of Lemuria, the Lemurian councils. And that ley line extends from there all the way to Mount Shasta, the ley line in the earth. So anyway, I just had to tell you all that because here your dog was named Maui. So see how auspicious that is? So on another dimension, you know everything I'm saying. It's just now it's like, right?
Yes, I do understand you.
Good. You're very interesting. You go in and out. You help the earth grid too, like I do. We do planetary, the crystal grid work with the planet. You help with that. You just haven't been aware of it until now. So anyway, there's more. So I hope you'll stay in touch with me because there's more information for you about that. Now, beyond what you're asking about your dog. Now, Maui. Oh, the dog. Yeah, he was so cute. Okay. Yeah, he was, he's an angelic form. He, angelic or galactic. He was like a soul buddy with you is what I get, his essence. And that's why you miss him so much. What is your question? Do you have a question? I see now he's circling around. He's circling around you. Was he like light brown or light colors?
Yeah, he's like a little lion. And I want to ask her, I'm looking for a puppy. Is she going to be able to come back into a new puppy body?
Oh,
he's very smart. Another one, please ask me that question.
She hasn't wanted yet. She hasn't wanted to. It's like, oh, I don't want to go back there. But no, that she loves you. She circles around you. She protects you. She's like, she's your buddy in spirit. She's actually, I think she's a galactic. She's from another planetary system, but she was like your guardian. And they say when you're complete, the agreement is complete with pets, and that's when they pass on, like they've done what they needed to do. And so that's what that is. But Maui's going to send you, she's going to guide you to the next pet that's going to be a kindred soul is what I'm getting, kindred connection. So you'll feel like it's Maui. That's what I'm getting. Isn't that sweet? Oh.
Yeah. Cool.
So it'll be, connection will be there. But Maui protects you and comes and plays with you at times, sometime at night in dream state, and is still around you and is circling around like sending a hug to you, like a hug. Just love playing with you. Just, it was so, such a, I can see why you had went through a lot. But not to worry because the next one is coming soon and she's going to help guide you to the next one. You can name the next one a different island.
That's crazy.
Oh my, that's so cute. But yeah, you are very Lemurian, and so you travel interdimensionally, and so now you're being reawakened to your true gifts and your true mission here on Earth. So it's a pleasure to meet you. What was your name again? Your first name?
Melissa.
Melissa?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So you keep my phone number and call me, okay, when you can. All right. Blessings to you.
I will, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, Melissa. Thank you for calling in. And thank you, everybody else. Appreciate the people that have listened to the entire show or have hung in there to the end. And so, and I certainly appreciate you, Athena. Always enjoy doing a show with you.
Absolutely. Wow, did we ever have fun tonight. And we went to Lemuria, too.
Yes, we certainly did. Well, I think time to close, and I thank you. And Athena will be back the end of December. And Athena, I wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you. And likewise, and many blessings. Glad to be here with everyone, and we'll look forward to working with them. Again, give us a call, and remember our beautiful Equinox celebration on September 22nd. Many blessings.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Okay, good night, everybody, and God bless.